Our last takeout comes from listeners who are talking big things about the stories that we've done on the show today. Our listeners are as divided as the rest of the country on Arizona's tough new immigration law.
You're always talking about Arizona. Why don't you go back, do your homework, and look at the last time we had comprehensive immigration reform. California now has one out of three babies being born as an anchor baby. 80% of Latinas households are headed by single women, and most of the kids drop out. It was a great success.
More coverage and your takes are up at our site, thetakeaway.org.
I also talked yesterday about how to reform a district like Detroit, a school district like Detroit's, which is faring worse than most other cities. We talked with Emergency Financial Director of the Detroit Public Schools, Robert Bob, and there's one thing that had a listener wondering.
This is Aubrey calling from Oklahoma City, and he was saying...
Also requiring every kid to take at least one advanced placement course for every kid in the 12th grade.
Is there really a need for that? Is every student able to or willing or wanting to take an AP class? I don't think that that's necessarily the answer to Detroit's education problems, forcing people to take classes that may be above their aptitude.
What is your some of your ideas from your schools that you think were great successes, strategies for a district like Detroit that they could do? Give us your ideas at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org.
And I don't know whether to cry or laugh about this, but about the number one thing you talked about this week. A few days ago, we tried to remix the traditional PB&J sandwich without the J. The recipes from our friends at the Sporkville podcast at our website, PB and Cointreau, anyone. But there have been some great ideas from you guys.
Good morning. My name is Bruce. I live in Down East Maine. And actually, a companion to peanut butter is quite easy. You get a really good whole grain bread toasted up with crunchy natural peanut butter and put in prosciutto ham or thinly sliced Gwaltney Smithfield ham. And it's amazing.
It is amazing. My dad used to do that, that's for sure. Peanut butter, raw potato, and sardines, according to Janine from North Dakota. Lots more recipes. If you're freaked out, you know, just go back to PB&J, but it's all there at thetakeaway.org. And you can see Celeste's adventures in Detroit, a slideshow, a tour, and Celeste in some pretty amazing hats.
Those are amazing hats.
thetakeaway.org.